Grogu. Get it right.
It's Baby Yoda.
It's Grogu.
No, you're so wrong.
My daughter can't pronounce Grogu. Where'd you get that?
It was at Walmart. It was, my wife bought it for me, and I believe it was $15.
Oh, nice. That's $5 US, yeah. Or $8, yeah, bucks US.
Pretty much, right?
Next on the list, the nice list, is Pez, aka Greg. Hello, Pez.
I don't think so. What's going on, gentlemen? How are we doing today?
You are also festive. Either.
I am, but I'm wearing a Red Sox hoodie.
Happy Halo Day, Sox. Everybody. Happy Halo Day.
Woo!
Hello, Halo Miss.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that.
And rounding off our... What's a... I know a trio. What's four?
Quartet.
Quattro.
Barbershop Quartet.
Quartet. It's Quartet.
Josh, yeah, got it right. Today. Jeez, that was pretty bad. Is Josh, yeah, a.k.a. What? Xbox Canada. Good to
What's
see you.
What's going on, welcome fellas? Back. Look at all you beautiful dudes. Good to see you guys again.
Good to see you, buddy. Good to see you. Happy you're here with us.
And thank you.
And if you want to see what we look like in our Santa hats, their Santa hats, you can always find us on YouTube. Make sure to follow. You have to actually search it and subscribe. And then you get to see the show live as it happens.
True.
What I was going to say. You just took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You would, okay. You would have put it better.
No, so. I really wouldn't have.
So this is a big show today because did a game come out today? I don't really think so.
I believe there's a game. It's made by this company that's not doing so well. No one really talks about them at all. They haven't put out any good games this year. They always charge $10 extra to do upgrades. They don't have a subscription service, and they don't care about their customers. Sorry, we're talking about Xbox, not PlayStation, right?
We're not talking about the new Warzone map that got dropped today. That's not what we're talking about.
Or the fact when they were like, hey, let's drop some Horizon Zero Dawn news.
Oh my gosh.
What was that about?
Just not why even bother today?
Well, no, it was just, come on now. It's timing is everything, right?
And poor timing. But Halo Infinite is out and about in the world. And we want to talk about it today. So we have a lot of Xbox. That's why I want to have Josh on, because he's a big, big, big Xbox fan. Cord's a big Xbox fan, as you know. And Pez plays Xbox.
Yeah.
He actually would. He wanted to get an Xbox, and he could only get a PlayStation 5. It's the most hilarious story of them all.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, that is a big truth.
Defend the wall, Pez. So let's talk about Halo. What are your guys' initial impressions since you folks have been playing it? Not just the multiplayer, but also the campaign had recently come out today. So let's talk about that. What are your first impressions about it?
Josh, I'll let you go first, but
right. It's definitely like a return to form. Like it goes back to some of the basics of the original Halo. It made it so good. I love the big open world. Because like you kind of had a little taste of that, right? In the first game, in was the second level. I think it was like the second level, right? When you first land on the Halo ring.
Yeah,
yeah, and that felt almost like an open world back then at the time, but it really wasn't. Like, but now we're talking like this is one big open world, man. And I will say that there's for such a beautiful world, it's rather devoid of a lot of things that I would kind of expect to see. Like there's some wildlife, the ambient sound is stunning, like just incredible sound. There's some wildlife and it's really cool to see, but I feel like there should be there's something missing from the world itself, right? Like there's just not enough, I think, like hidden things, like little Easter eggs kind of, you know, tucked in a corner down in like a cave somewhere or something.
There's a lot of hallways that go nowhere for no reason and the doors don't open. And did you see that Schreier tweet today? Like,
no. Oh, like, yes, I did. I didn't have read his article yet, though.
So, well, I didn't read the article either because I've lost my freebie. But it sounds like we lost 40% of this game.
What?
I believe it.
Yeah.
But this is games as a service now, and that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because this is one of those games that they're going to keep working on and continue to build upon and expand over like the next 2, 3, maybe 4 years. And they'll bring that stuff back, I'm sure. I'm not worried about it. I'm glad it's out. I think what they did release was fantastic. there's just a few like little minor things for me. It's really not a big deal. It's going to be really cool to see what this can become. Like to come back in like 3-4 years from now and we go, let's take a look at the state of Halo Infinite. Well, we're having a really interesting conversation because I think it's going to be like a completely different game from top to bottom. And that's going to be pretty cool.
Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah,
I know we've talked about games as a service a lot, but how it relates to Halo. For me, that's a new concept, more or less. I know patching is in, but the fact that, like, Court, you said, like, the game, like, we lost 40%. Overall, well,
that's what they're saying. Yeah, they're saying the game was in development hell. We know that. And supposedly, like, if for the reason they're saying that is because Josh is alluding to when we go on this map, you can tell that they wanted to make it bigger. It's like an open world, but it's not that big. And there's even parts when you get to certain parts and like, preface in saying, Josh forgot to say, and I even forgot to say, codes provided by Xbox Canada. We played the game. We finished it. So everybody's starting it today. I'm just starting to get my achievements because I didn't have any before. But there's like even a section where you go, remember, Josh, where you go and you can't leave it.
Yeah.
And you can't fast travel there after the fact. So like when you go to this section, I know that you can't leave this section until you've finished one of your co-hosts on Geekcast says, Steve, Monster Closet, until you finish the Monster Closet in that area, once you leave it, you don't come back. So there is an FOB base over there. Like I now know when I get there, I need to clear everything out because I can't fast travel there in or out. Once you're out of there, it's out. So they have a lot of these sections that are kind of literally walled off because there's these giant pillar walls that go around that you can't get in and out of. So there is so much potential to this game and you can see it. Like there's parts on the very first level when you're going in to get the weapon and you go down hallways and you can go down a hallway, go in a door, and then all of a sudden all the doors around you, there's nothing there. There's no NPCs, there's no nothing. So you're like, okay. And then you can go back and there's two times when I was in there where you could go down different hallways to get to areas. And I'm just like, okay, you can tell that they wanted to have more in here and give you more exploration in here. And then you can tell that in the open world. I'm sure, Josh, you found it. There were so many times where there's doors out of nowhere and they don't go, the door doesn't open. And it's in the open world. There's like a cave there and the cave doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
But are we okay, like, with that? Like, getting maybe, no, I don't want to say unfinished because it's not like Cyberpunk, but a game that didn't reach the potential they wanted to that maybe gets like a patch later that just adds like significant content.
So the story itself, though, is phenomenal throughout the game. And Josh was saying there was a lot of fan service. It's almost like when you remember when the first Star Wars came out, not just recently, J.J. Abrams Star Wars, the very first one, and all the huge Star Wars fans as myself, I was like, thank you. Like, it was a, you know what? We know you didn't like the last couple things. We're just going to give you what you want for this one. And I feel like this story and this evolution of this Master Chief was finally like, hey, we're going to give you something that you've wanted for a long time. We know some people don't like it. And I didn't like it. I didn't really like 4 either. But this one, the story was compelling. I found the boss battles to be very challenging. I believe I messaged Josh and I was like, they're really hard. Like they were hard. They didn't need to be this hard. They did not need to be that hard. But it's not too long. Like it's not Ubisoft 60-hour, 70-hour game. My clock time on it was 12 hours. And I mainlined it at one point. I was messaging Josh and all of us who were playing it. Steve had already finished it. So he could give me a timeline of where I was in the game. So at one point, I knew I had to have a review Thursday or Friday. So I mainlined it. Plus, we weren't getting achievements. I think there's a lot of potential for this game. It's just fun. That's my biggest thing about this game. I gave it a score of an 8. I didn't give it no perfects or anything like that. It was almost 7.5 because you can't replay levels. But I gave it an 8 because the story is so good and the game is fun. The gameplay itself is great. And video games are supposed to be about fun and having a good time. I had a lot of fun and I had a good time. There was no frustration points except for some boss battles. And I'm not going to give away any spoilers here. We're allowed today, but I'm still not going to do it. Like, I want people to play this game.
That's right.
Yeah, don't spoil it. I've only done the first mission.
Pez, you just did the first mention. What did you think of the placement of the audio logs and how they push the story?
They were fine.
Okay. I thought the audio logs were one of the best parts of the game.
I mean, I've only listened to one. So there's only one in the first level. There's a whatever USMT or whatever they're called. I forget. And then there's a the brute one. I also forget what they called. The brandished or the band or something like that.
Banished.
What are they called?
Banished.
So there was one of those. So I listened to those. One got cut off halfway through because I started a fight because I just moved on to the next. Yeah.
I hate that. That's such a pet
peeve. So that's weird. So this is the difference. So when we played our build, those audio logs would not. If you played, they actually were timed perfectly.
No, not for me.
Oh, really? So I felt they were. I got to pick them up and they would just play.
Did you slow down? Did you slow down what you were doing, though? Because I didn't. Yes. I was just whatever. I don't care what's going on. I found this thing. Okay, cool. Let's charge ahead. And I just kept on trucking. And then when you start getting shot, then you kind of lose track. So I stopped actually trying to listen to them, and I was just picking them up to pick them up. I don't know why, because
no achievement.
I wasn't getting the achievement for it. So I spent way too much time picking them up. I just kind of, I just picked them up, and I was like, I'll go back and listen to them later, which I never did. So I'll do it. I'll be a little more methodical this time.
Yep.
Because I'm not under a 1 week restraint.
Yeah, and nothing. 1 week is a long time to have this game. I didn't have the time in my, because I know a lot of people that finished it very quickly. Kudos to Xbox Canada and the team at 343 for giving a week on this game. Cause I know talking to other people, sometimes people get 2 days on the game and it doesn't mean you have to finish it, but when you have a week, you can finish it. I didn't get to play it the way I wanted to play it. Cause I'm a open world guy that I clear everything around. I just couldn't do that. There was no way it was going to happen. I even DM'd Josh at one point. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go for this. I'm putting pedal to the metal and just going to try and smash through it. But I'm definitely, you can go through, there are some fun mechanics. It's not like a Ubisoft game. It's not like you got to do this to unlock. You do have to take over an FOB, but you don't have to, if you don't want to, but there's a reward for doing it. If you do it, it's going to unlock areas in the map that you can see, you can collect. There are things for the multiplayer. People can stop complaining about armor because there was a reason. They put it into the single player. I do realize now, based on the preloads and everything today, they are the same game. It is the multiplayer for the campaign. It's the same game. I know they say it's separate and the multiplayer is free, but if I was to review it now, it stays at an 8 because the multiplayer is part of my review. I still have a ton of fun in the multiplayer, regardless of its faults in the Battle Pass. But to me, playing games are about fun. And I've played way too many games in the last couple of years that aren't fun.
Mm-hmm. I just add to what Court was saying is the story is also very personal to Master Chief.
Yeah.
Which is something that I don't think we really got. It's been so long since I played a lot of the other ones, but it's, you never really kind of got that sort of personal story before, but you do with this one. And I really, really enjoyed that. The other thing is, like Court saying, there are no you need to go and wait for 2 days for King Henry to march across the land before you can go on to the next phase of your story campaign. You can just mainline it. I don't remember how long it took me. I sent Court a picture of because I was gonna post my whole playthrough online. I've got 33 videos. Each one of them is on average about 20 to 25 minutes on average. I was rushing, but I wasn't tearing through it. Although there was a few parts where I just totally commandeered a Banshee because I was like, I'm not walking across this land to go from here to there.
Oh, but hold on. Let's preface in saying to everybody here, the grappling hook is the best thing ever. And when you see an enemy in a Banshee or you see an enemy in a ghost, just grapple hook that and take it. And now it is your super duper Master Chief. You can kill everybody. If you don't get in a vehicle, a ghost or a Banshee, you're not doing it right. Because that is a way to clear out all the enemies, go into any FOB and just be like, mow them down, go to any other area, mow them down. Because Chief don't run very fast. So to get across that map, you need a vehicle.
Yeah, but he grapples real good.
He does grapple so well.
But like, so actually, the other thing to mention is when you are completing like some of these side missions, you get like Valor points, and the Valor points will unlock games that are items and vehicles at those forward operating bases. So if you get to a certain point, you can call in a Scorpion tank. So I was like, oh, I can call in a Scorpion tank like anytime I go to one of these fast travel locations. Yeah, sign me up for that all day. Jump in one of them, drive to your next like big mission and just thump them. It's so much fun. Like a weird thing happened to me in one of them. It was a really big base. I had lots to do in there. And I was just wiping the table with these guys, and then it started to blow up, and so I went to jump out of it, and it exploded, and it launched like straight up outside of the map in my in the game, and I posted a video of it today that I didn't get the whole thing, but like I was out of the map, and it's like you have 3 seconds to return to the map or you're gonna die, and I yeah, so and I was like way up, I was so high, and then finally like I got back into the game level about like with like maybe a second to spare. It's pretty awesome.
Well, I saw someone took the hammer and hit the Warthog and then clipped onto it and could go across the map in it.
Yeah.
Like, all right, that's not I'm sure people are going to have some fun with it. I'm sure people are going to complain about it. It's all personal preference. Like, I remember when Horizon Zero Dawn came out and I was like, this is the best game ever. And then so many people were like, nah. And then a year goes by and everybody's like, oh, it's so good. And I'm like, okay. Same with God of War. I was like, this is literally one of the best games I've ever played. And you're no matter what game it is, when it's a single player story campaign, you're going to have the haters and you're going to have the lovers. And unfortunately, it is what it is. I would recommend this to anybody to play. If you got an Xbox, you got a PC, you got Game Pass, play this game. Like, gamers don't miss fickle. Out. It's good.
Gamers are fickle though, and they'll complain about everything, especially if it's new or a new sort of like completely redesigned mechanic or whatever. They'll complain about it, and then after a little bit, they're like, After they stewed on it a little, then they're like, okay, I see what you were doing. Because honestly, like when they first talked about the grapple, I was like, who cares? Like I've been playing with a grapple hook in Just Cause for how many years now? Like I really didn't care. But then once I got to start using it, that's when I got it, you know? So I never used anything else.
Let me ask you guys, as two people that have finished the campaign, what did you not like about it? If anything.
Like the fact that I got some gripes. I'm not going to get on the whole anything they couldn't bring to the game. There's no point in harping on the developer for stuff that they had to fix from a previous development snafu or hack, because they put out a very good product considering what supposedly was there, according to Jason Schreier's article. But the changing the difficulty level shouldn't be as hard as it was. I honestly thought you couldn't do it. You have to actually end the game. So there's a huge component of the Xbox. It's called Quick Resume. We all love it. Well, for Halo, if you want to change difficulty, if you're getting beat up by a boss, you have to exit out of the game. Like, and you have to literally go press start, end game. Go back to the very first screen, then select your difficulty, and then select your load. You can't just go into the accessibilities. It's a quality of life thing that is in every video game now that you're like, whoa, are we like Xbox One first gen? Like, it was really weird that you had to do that. And the fact that a Halo game doesn't let you replay levels is weird to me. Especially when you attach things like achievements. As someone like myself who goes through achievements and likes them, thinks they're fun. If you miss them, you miss them. You can't replay that level. You have to actually replay the game. Now, my guess is, and this is just a guess right now, it was one of the things they had to decide that it wasn't going to be in there right now, like co-op. So they had to make a choice, and I understand that choice to the developers. I don't understand the process, but they made this game during a global pandemic. So kudos to 343 to making a fantastic game. Small gripes. other than that, the gameplay, the gunplay, everything else is fantastic. So, like I said, very small gripes. It's just quality of life things that were weird that are not in there, but I have a funny feeling they'll come back. Like, to me, playing Halo is playing co-op with friends, and I get it. I can't do that right now, but they told me, so I can't hit them for something that they told me wasn't going to be there.
Josh, you?
That's all.
Just like what I said earlier, like, you know, it's a massive area, and there's just, you know, it's kind of dead, like, to some degree, right? Like, there's just a lot of stuff where there should be something in there, or what's on the other side of this? Like, why can't I go here? Or, you know, that sort of thing. Other than that, like, I mean, I really just had a blast. Like, one of the last levels, there's like multi stages to some of these levels. I didn't even bother with one of these stages. I just kind of like climbed the building, climbed the rocks, and I went around it mostly. And then I got to where I needed to go. And not because, like, I was afraid, because I was under time restraint and I wanted to get the thing done. So, but the fact that you could do that in some respects, in some parts, you can just run as fast as you possibly can and grapple all the way to the end and then move on to the next part of the level if you want. Some of it you can't, but some of it you can. And I like the ability that I like being able just to do that speed run type mentality and get to the end as quickly as possible. I don't know, it's just a fun game. I'm looking forward to doing like multiplayer or co-op, sorry,
yes,
with friends. And I think, because like I've done all the other ones that way, I've done legendary with the co-op.
There's achievements for
almost all of them. Yeah,
there's achievements for it. I went through the achievements. I'm like, did you really? There's two achievements right now, yeah, for co-op, and I'm just like, you could just take it out. Like, why? Why'd you do that?
Just leave it to remind you that
they have a ton of achievements, though. They have a ton of achievements in this game. Like, a ton already.
Mine's still downloading again, so yeah. I don't know.
It took a long time. It took a long time to download for me. I have it on my S and my X now. I downloaded on the S while I was putting my daughter to bed. But so it wasn't as slow just now to do it. But I don't know. It's a fun game to play. That's all I'm going to say. It's just fun. Go play it. Like, I was playing Splinter Cell Blacklist today on my Series S, the enhanced version, backwards compat, and I was having so much fun. And then I played Halo again. I was just like, wow, I felt like it's 360 days again.
Can I ask another question? Have you guys played the Destiny 2 story at all?
Yes.
Okay. Is this bad guy, I forget his name. What's his name? Like,
Atriox.
I'm
not going to give you the other bad guys. I don't want to give away a lot.
No. He's in the commercial. This is about Atriox. This is about Atriox.
He's in the commercial.
Is he as lame as Dominus Ghoul was?
Nope. He is one battle that pissed me off so much.
Okay. Because he seems super lame. Like, when you meet him, you're like, this is just a lame cardboard cutout of a...
His story gets better and better and better, and actually the audio logs actually help it. Awesome. And you have thoughts about him before your boss battle. Hey, do you agree, Josh? I think it's saying without spoiling anything.
Was very vague.
He's a cool character, actually. I thought that he was a really cool character. One thing real quick about the boss battles is the ones that Court's complaining to me about, he's whining and crying and I just breeze through them. And there's one, I'm like, dude, I was like, this level here, this sucks so bad. He's like, oh, don't take me two tries. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even talking to you anymore right now. Like, I put my phone down and I was like, if we can talk later, Court.
Mad. I was getting stuck on other boss battles and getting destroyed. Josh was like, that mind you helped me on the one. He was like, just go do this one thing. And I was like, oh, it was like an eye opener. I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh, why, how did I not know that?
The close quarters one?
Yeah. There's two close quarter boss battles that if you're playing it even on normal, you're like, why? Why? Who made this choice? A problem I had. When I talked about my review, I was like, the level design choice on those two boss battles, especially the very first one. The second one was a lot bigger. The first one was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, there's nowhere to go. Your grappling hook didn't matter. because this guy could get you anywhere. And it was like, yeah. What the F? Like, I'm not looking forward to having to fight these boss battles again. I'm really not.
I am, because I'm getting vengeance.
Well, I'm playing on easy. Okay, spoiler alert, Court is playing it on easy now.
No way.
He played it on normal for review. It was the first game that I've played on normal in a very, very long time. I didn't want to review it on easy and have everybody going, rah, and like the YouTube comments coming at me. So I decided to play it on normal.
No, I'm going to do it anyway.
Where's the achievement that says you did it? Because like I want to see that. I don't
believe you. you know what the achievement was?
That's true.
Those DMs that I gave you of my frustration and how I wanted to throw my controller like it was the old days. That's how you know when I'm DMing you and Steve and everybody and saying, "Oh my god, this game is killing me," and these guys are laughing at me.
Any quick thoughts about the multiplayer? Since we're doing the whole infinite review,
so I like the multiplayer a lot. It's tight. I have a few gripes with it. Obviously, the progression is horrible. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable by any stretch of the imagination. That grind is terrible. It actually has turned me off of buying battle passes probably for the foreseeable future.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's how irritated I am with it. But the gameplay is wonderful. It's tight. I do struggle, and it's I can't change the control scheme now. I grip my controller real tight sometimes. So sometimes I'm shooting some dude and I'm trying to like turn, but like I'm hitting that elbow, I'm just like throwing elbows in the middle of shooting. I'm like, oh, what am I doing?
Wow, that's aggressive.
I'm very aggressive. So like, it's just irritating me because like I keep doing it and I die a lot because I've accidentally hit the melee button. But yeah, the multiplayer is great. I'm ready for more levels, though. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I'm definitely ready for more levels and maybe more games types.
I was surprised we didn't get more game levels today.
I was surprised. I'm not.
At least two.
I'm not.
Yeah, no, I get it. Excuse me. I'm 100% the same as Josh. I have fun playing it. The battle pass to me seems utterly pointless. I don't get it. It's a choice that they made, and it's not a good choice. Last time I checked, all these other battle passes do it properly. The Division 2, which people gripe on, is one of my their battle pass is better than the battle pass in Halo Infinite. This whole there's way too many times you're playing Capture the Flag or Oddball. Oof. And people aren't doing the objective because they're going off their list and it doesn't matter what the objective is. And 343 keeps can say whatever they want over and over and over again until they start giving points for winning matches and kills and capturing flags and stuff like that. This isn't going to change and people are going to say it sucks. People can also say, oh, I leveled up like crazy, but like 9 times out of 10, you're like, yeah, how much money did you spend to do that leveling up?
Yeah, there's no reward system it's really tough to enjoy some of those game modes. Like, I really do like Capture the Flag. I really do like Oddball too. But when you're playing with randoms, if there's no communication, you're gonna lose probably about 50-60% of the time. In my opinion, and that's I just actually played a couple rounds before I came up here with you guys. And my team that I was on, we're playing Capture the Flag, and we were getting thumped. They scored 2 very quickly on us. Then all of a sudden, this one guy starts talking. And then another guy starts talking. And then I'm like, okay, I can talk too. And then we ended up winning 3-2. Like, and it made a big difference just having that communication. So for me, like, I'm going to play it still with randoms when I got nobody else around, but I'm really not going to enjoy myself as much unless I got proper people to play the game with.
And as everybody on this that I do this show with knows, me and multiplayer games aren't the bestest of friends. And I play when people, if Josh says, hey, do you want to play some rounds? I'll play. If Sean Capri and them are playing on a Saturday night and they're like, hey, do you want to jump in? I'll play. But if I'm by myself, yeah, I am not playing. I'm just not playing and I don't care. I don't have any desire to have the new shiny on my armor. I don't care. I can be gray armor all day long and it doesn't make a difference to me. Mind you, I can open awesome packs in NHL 22 better than Wabba, as we proved after last week's episode, and Court did open his packs and get better hits. But hey, I got the same goalie as you, but that's hilarious in itself too.
Lame.
Not lame. I will say, I have a big problem with not being able to pick my game type. I don't want to play Oddball, and I do not want to play Capture the Flag. I just want to play Slayer.
You can fix that.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
Unless you do a custom game.
Yeah.
You got to have people with you. If you do a custom game, like when Sean Capri does his Halo Saturday Nights, he does custom games, and he picks what blast. We do. They're amazing. Like, honestly, I can't recommend it more. If you are up at 10 p.m. EST, go into his Discord and go play. Like, it's just a ton of people having a ton of fun. He did one match where it was just pistols and sniper rifles. Like, it's just fun. And it's just a bunch of people dunking on each other, playing a game. And everybody's there to have fun. That is fun to me. But when you're going in and getting, you go quick play and you do Oddball four times in a row and then one match of Slayer, you're like, what the F?
Right. It's not fun. I have found ranked with friends has been a blast. Absolute blast. Mm-hmm. Solo ranked is like getting your teeth pulled. It was probably some of the worst experiences I've ever played in a ranked multiplayer setting. And give me SWAT. Where is SWAT? I know it's going to be an event, but I want it all the time. That's it.
Yeah, I loved Fiesta. I thought that playlist was tons of fun, that you just start with random weapons. I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. I know some people complained about it, but I thought it got you to learn things and sort of the campaign. I learned that skewer, that is one heck of a weapon. And if I see it in the multiplayer, I'm picking that thing up, and it's, I know, fun. I kill people with that.
Great. You know,
it's a powerful, powerful gun.
The Ravager.
Yeah.
It's a pointless. Horrible gun. What a horrible trash gun. Just because we were playing last Friday night, we did a community Halo game, and we just did all Ravagers, and it took so long for someone to die. It was nice. So bad. It was so
weak. Like that. That's funny.
But we had a good time doing it. But so far, to me, I'm enjoying Halo. I'm enjoying the multiplayer. Only played the first mission of the campaign. Looks great on the PC. Playing it with controller, because that's how you're supposed to play it. So anyone else playing with mouse and keyboard, why? And I must say, it was fun looking for the first skull. That was probably my favorite part, is being like, oh my God, there's a skull here. Let's look. Oh,
I wish I found one.
In all the nooks and crannies. But I especially had to do that because I can't go back and replay it, which is frustrating.
Yes, it sucks poo-poo, okay?
It'll come back. I feel
like I've talked a lot of Halo in the last like 5 days.
You have.
That's oh my goodness.
But I am enjoying Blacklist. It. I am enjoying it. Obviously not going to give it a rating because I have played the first level. First level, 6 out of 10. No, it was good. Enjoying it. That's it. Just wanted to get my
little... Speaking of enjoying things.
Kids.
So, ugh. Our friends, it's kids and it's Christmas. And a lot of people listening to this want to know what to get their kid for Christmas. And for me, I can't speak enough about our friends over at Outright Games. I know, Josh, you've tried out. I know, Wabba, you played them. There's three of us here that have even played the game, and we love them. And one of the reasons why I want to talk about, I just recently even tried Fast and the Furious, and I've tried a couple of the games. I got more games that I've tried, and they do have games that are geared towards even the older crowd. They have a game that I was playing just recently. I don't know the name of the show, but it's called Last Kid on Earth. I suppose that this is a show people should know. It's an open world beat 'em up with a leveling system. So if you have an older kid, this is a perfect game. I'm still going to be, my number one recommended game would be Peppa the Pig. My daughter loved that. Or Spirit. So if you have a little girl, that Spirit game, it is painful as a parent to watch. I will say it right now. Painful, because you have you have to read the subtitles.
Oh, well, you did that with the Addams Family too.
Yes, but my daughter didn't ask for that. But on Spirit, she asked me to read every single time, all the conversations. But it is a phenomenal game. It teaches your kid the open world aspects of a video game. But the one thing I like about it compared to like if they were playing a Ratchet and Clank or something that a kid could play as well, there is little aspects in these outright games of problem solving that teach the kids some things. Even in Blaze and the Monster Machine, there's some science quotes that come at the end. They continue to do this learning throughout their games, and you know that the kid can play them and do whatever they want. There are other games out there that I was playing. What was the game my daughter really likes? She loves Donut County, which is on Game Pass. And she actually really likes farting around in the Artful Escape. My daughter thought that was a beautiful game. So that's another game that's phenomenal. And Forza Horizon 5. My daughter can get around. She goes in a car. I put her in a Warthog so she's indestructible. And she drives around that desert and does jumps and like has a ton of fun. But I can't recommend enough that you could get your kid Game Pass. And there are games on there that they can play from all ages. Or please, 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 our friends over at Outright Games, go support them. They support us, but they also make my daughter have a love for video games at an early age. She's 5 years old, and she literally will be like, "Daddy, can we go play games?" And it just, it's awesome.
Outright is so good. Their PJ Masks game is, I love it. And I saw it today, so a lot of their games, I mean, not that they're old, but like they've been out for a while, so you can get them cheap.
Yeah,
like their games, these titles, like Paw Patrol, like which kids apparently go nuts for right now. It's $10 for a physical copy. Like that's the value is there. So if you're like, even if you try it out and you play it for like even a few hours, like you go see a movie that's $12 a person. You go play this game. You can play it for like 5 hours, and even if that's all they get out of it, then it's super worth it. Outright, check them out. You might find something you like for your kid and maybe for yourself as well. Just, you know, be open to dude, I'm obsessed.
Wabba's kid don't play the games, but Wabba plays the games.
I'm playing the games with her on Saturday. We're going to come down, sit here. She's going to, well, I'm going to hopefully teach her that X is action.
We'll yeah, PJ Masks is an easy one. And that's the other thing. I'm sure because Josh, I know just, you're going to talk because Josh just started playing them as well with his kids. And there are different skill levels in these games, and you can your kid can actually progress and learn the basics of video games while enjoying themselves at the same time, and not getting like us who started playing like Ghosts and Goblins and Mario, and we're just getting punished playing these games. The kids don't have to get punished, and they can learn the basics so that when they move on, like when my daughter started playing Forza Horizon, because she played Spirit and played all that, she knew to go towards the icons on the map because she'd already figured that out on the other games. So she's like, "No, Daddy, we have to go here." Or when she's doing the race, because she's played Blaze, Blaze has the arrows on the racetrack. So when she's playing Forza, she was trying to keep herself on the track the whole time. It was impressive. Josh?
Nice. I've only got one game from Outright, but it's the Addams Family. And my daughter and I have been played it a little bit together. I started playing the other day by myself because I'm like, this looks like there's some achievements associated here. So
there is.
There is. I got like 250 very, very quickly. And anyway, and then she'll be like, "Oh, Dad, you're playing a game. I don't know. I want to play a game." And then we'll like kind of get her into it. But she's got a short attention span. she'll play for like 10 or 15 minutes, and then she dies. She's like, "Okay, well, you know what? I think I'm going to go play with my toys now." And like, it's cool. Like, she only just turned 5, like, you know, a couple weeks ago, and this is like her first foray into playing games. So, she's going to, I only got one of the controllers. The reason why it took so long is because she tried the Xbox controller, and she struggled mightily. It's a beefy boy, you know? So we got her something smaller. It fits her hands much, much better, and she is getting into it. So it's like she's not a world beater, but she'll get there eventually. And but I'm having a lot of fun with the Addams Family game. I think it's actually really quite well made, to be honest.
Yeah, I love the co-op aspect as well, so that you can play with your kid and you can help them along.
Yeah,
if they get stuck in areas.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, it's funny because I was my first time. She's like, "Dad, when you do this, you double jump." I'm like, "What?
They love the double jump, don't they? Kids think that's the greatest thing in the world." I love the double jump, dude.
Yeah, it's fun. No, it's a good game. So that's the only one I've played from them so far. But yeah, I do think that, you know, it's not what's considered to be a quote unquote AAA game, but it's still a very good game. And you know what? It delivers value to your kids, especially if they're young. Yeah. And if you're, you know, an old man who likes to get achievements and just pad your score a little bit, it delivers there too.
Oh, for sure. Like I got 1,000 in all the Paw Patrol games. I've got 1,000 in Spirit. My daughter was one of the first people. She was the first person in Canada to 1,000 Peppa Pig. So when you go on True Achievements, my name is up there. My daughter did that. I did not do anything. And she would have been the first in the world if it wasn't for the fact that we had to go out one day and she didn't get to play it to the following day because the other person beat us the night before. In the UK, he got it first. My daughter would have had it first. She would have been the first person in the world to get 1,000% in Peppa Pig in a video game. She was one. She's had a couple games from Outright where she's the first person to get the achievement, which is hilarious. Because you can go on True Achievement to see. I'll show her. I'm like, honey, you were the first in the world to do it. Number one.
Nice. I like that. That's fun.
So I was thinking of a few other games too, not Outright. Mm-hmm. That might be good. And the first one was actually Mario Party. A new one just came out, and it's one that we played as kids. And I understand we have a
Switch.
I know. Well, we have a skewed viewpoint because it's super competitive, and rotating the stick with our palm caused blisters. But I think it's easy for kids to get into it as long as they're not playing like nerds like us, who are super sweaty tryhards.
Even Mario Odyssey, I think, would be fun for kids with Cappy and your parent. As a parent, you could be Cappy. Yep. Mario Odyssey would be a lot of fun. There are some great Nintendo games. I know I can dunk on the Switch for the costing of everything, but there is some great value for your kids there.
But that was probably the biggest one I was thinking of. I remember getting them like on Christmas myself and like just going and like doing the mini games, and it's just a lot of good memories there. And now that a new one finally came out, like we've been waiting a while, I think people are going to really, really enjoy that as well.
I think for another one that's really good, I mean, you'd be foolish to not mention Minecraft. Oh. Mainline Minecraft or Minecraft Dungeons.
Yeah, Dungeons is good.
Because Dungeons, you can get your kids, I mean, maybe a little bit older, and we're not talking like the 5-year-olds here for this one. But, you know, if you got like an 8 or 10-year-old, you can get them into like the whole idea of learning what an RPG game is all about with Dungeons, right? And you can play it cooperatively, which is really great. My oldest and I would play Dungeons. We got it early from Microsoft before it came out. We got like maybe 2 weeks early, and we had a heck of a good time. It was awesome. It was so much fun. And also the other one, you can't go wrong with it. Lego.
All day long. I play a ton of Lego games with my daughter.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Heck, you know what game actually my daughter wants to play because it's Christmas time? She wants to play Miles Morales. So we played it last Christmas. She doesn't fight. We don't do anything. I wish there was a mode where you could just turn off enemies on it, but she will just go through and swing around New York City or Harlem. She just loves it. Like, just loves swinging around.
Dead Rising 4 with her if you want to play a Christmas game.
Yeah, so that's not happening. She just got to watch Harry Potter. Baby steps right now. All right. Ooh, baby steps.
As the up and coming tween dad of the group, my recommendations for kids in that, you know, 9, 10, 11 group, depending on your child, I'm going to skew more towards friendly co-op. Like if your kid's 12 and he wants to play Fortnite and he wants to trash all over someone, that's on them, right? Like, I'm not going to be like, whatever. But the big hits in our house, Mario Odyssey. We've had a really fun time playing Mario Odyssey. Believe it or not, the Super Smash Brothers. And the reason I say that is, especially if you're a Nintendo person like myself, who is making toxic choices and bringing up another Nintendo gamer in my house. She very much enjoys just going in as like Mario or Link or whatever, putting a bot on level one and just beating the bag out of him. Good. And that's it. Has a great time doing it. Minecraft and Minecraft Dungeons are huge hits in this house. And one that in small indie darling, a game, you know, most people haven't heard of. It actually is an indie game, but Stardew Valley co-op.
Oh, good choice.
It's a game that we have played so many times. Mm-hmm.
Also available on Game Pass, and you can play it in the cloud. So you can play it on your phone, your iPad, your PC. You can play it anywhere on Xbox.
Yeah. I didn't know how to follow up with that.
Hashtag ad.
But, oh man, I wish. But yeah, it's an absolute great game to play. Maybe Animal Crossing, but your kid has to be a reader. Like, they have to be, they have to read, like, you are not going to read everything to them because the whole game is dialogue. So if they don't have good, like, reading comprehension, don't buy it for them because you'll just end up explaining the whole game over and over and over, and you'll drive yourself crazy. I'm trying to think what we've played on Xbox. Like, for her, because she's a big Marvel fan, we've played Avengers. So if you have someone who would enjoy like a beat 'em up, Avengers would be great, right? Because like 9 and 10 year olds aren't looking for deep, enriching, story driven experiences.
What?
It's crazy. I know. Like, well, they're not going to play Ghost of
the problem is the beat 'em up part.
Yeah, but they just want to watch the Hulk mash on something for 25 minutes.
Fair enough.
So those would be my recommendations. And also, Dead Rising 4.
Nice. another one that's also really good though. I mean, you mentioned the Avengers. Probably one of my favorite games of the year is Guardians of the Galaxy. That game just is finished it last outstanding. Night. Did you?
Yeah, just finished it.
I'm close. I'm close. I think. Yeah.
Really
close.
I don't think you are because there's too many times where I thought I was and I wasn't. It's a long one, but it's a great story.
It is.
And there's even a part, I'm not even going to kid you. You get credits and you're not done. Don't walk away.
Classic Marvel.
But it's good. They did a good job. I just, one of the best stories of the year by far in a video game.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's family fun. Hey, like they say flark a lot, but they don't ever swear or anything like that. It's good. I see a lot of flark though.
I did get a little tired of that pretty quick. I'm not gonna lie.
But the music's phenomenal. Like I've many a times just sat there in the spaceship and just listened to tunes.
Yeah.
So I know we've talked a little bit about for the kids, but let's do a quick lightning round of another big event coming up for the adults, and that's the Game Awards. So everyone can give their, I would say, one prediction of what we'll see at the Game Awards show. We're not going to talk about who's going to win. There are plenty of, you know, other articles and things about that. But what's one thing that you think we're going to see at the Game Awards? Court.
Last of Us remake.
Oh! Wait, what?
Yeah.
A remake?
We already know there's a remake. The rumor's been there. The HBO show's coming out soon. This is the perfect time. Sony is, we know Xbox is going to do something, and I know Josh probably has got some thoughts on that. So I was like, you know what? I'll throw out something I think I might see from PlayStation. Somebody has said there's this leak list. I saw it, and I'm just like, whatever. It just seemed like all Sony stuff. So I was like, that doesn't make any sense. This is the Game Awards. This is usually an Xbox banger day. But I do think The Last of Us remake makes sense since Sony hasn't had any big, we know they're working on it. We know they've been doing it. This is not a secret. So to drop a Last of Us remake with the show coming out on, when's it coming out on HBO? It's not far off.
There's no timeline on it.
They finished filming. They're done. Well, why it came out. Yeah.
It was announced.
Filming is done. Yeah. Filming is done on the show. Yeah, they're done.
Wasn't that long ago that someone from Alberta was posting pictures of like the set still being built?
No, they showed the
early 2022 is what.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this show's coming out.
That's soon.
So
it's not coming soon.
Early 2022. Is that like 3 to 5 months? I think
we see The Last of Us remake. It's something Sony can give out. It's not giving away the world. It's perfect.
I like that.
Josh, what about you?
So one of my earlier predictions that I did with my guys was that we were going to see
Canadian Geekcast. You can catch it on Sundays on Twitch TV at Canadian Geekcast, and you can also catch it on YouTube, and you can follow them on Twitter. Continue.
Cool. Thank you. Boom. Wow. What I did with the guys the other day, one of the ones that I had was we were going to see the first real footage of the new Halo TV series, which they announced yesterday. Like, hey, you're going to see the first real footage of the new Halo series. So I kind of like, I'm not really sure, but I was
both thinking, your predictions actually came true today, actually, Josh, because I know what your second prediction was, because I watched you guys for a bit, made fun of Steve's water bottle. You said that we were going to see the Suicide Squad game, and we've now been told we are going to see the Suicide Squad game.
Oh, are we?
They announced that today, that I was laughing. I actually laughed today that both your predictions came true. We will get to see the new Suicide Squad game at the Game Awards.
Yeah, I'm thinking. So I'm gonna probably honestly stick with. I think I'm gonna stick with Sony, like Court. I think we're gonna finally get announcement of some sort of a new Twisted Metal, and I know I've dropped this like for like the last 2 years. It's gonna be a free-to-play game. It's going to be a battle royale. It's the type of franchise that just screams battle pass and skins and cosmetics and all that stuff. Like, tell me another franchise that's better suited for it. Like, I can't think of one. Maybe My Little Pony, but that's about it. You know,
My Little Pony or Care Bears would be phenomenal.
As a battle royale, yeah, Care Bear Stare, baby. Let's do this.
Honestly, so, just the Apple rainbows. Jack,
rise up. Where my Applejack mains at? I'm gonna stick with my Nintendo nerds. I'm gonna say.
Oh, I got an Xbox prediction. I'll come back with.
I'm gonna say we're gonna get. We're not gonna get a release date, but we are gonna get Breath of the Wild 2 footage. Maybe a second trailer.
How about this one, Pez? I got a Nintendo one. I don't think you get Breath of the Wild, but you get Metroid Prime.
Ooh, I would.
Makes way more sense. Metroid, Zelda makes EA has its own Nintendo Direct or E3 written all over it because it's so big. But Metroid Prime, baby, let's give it the shine that it deserves, because that's the only game I'd want to play on the Switch right now.
The trilogy remastered or Metroid Prime 4?
Metroid Prime 4.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Hopefully it's better than Metroid Dread.
What was it? Almost 3 years ago now, they showed it. They just showed the name.
And then they kind of reeled it back a bit.
They showed it later, but scrapped it.
So
brought in a new team to
work on
it.
That's my guess on the Nintendo side. But for Xbox, because we've already seen leaked footage, I can't see how they don't show Redfall. Like, it's the game is coming out next year. I look at what's coming out. So for me, Hellblade and Redfall are the easy no-brainers to drop at the Game Awards. Xbox is going to drop something. They've dropped their console there, for God's sakes. So Hellblade and Redfall, to me, are the easy no-brainers. Redfall is going to be the new Arcane game, and Hellblade is going to be hopefully as good as the first one. So it's easy to not overshadow the fact that they've got... They just dropped Forza, they just dropped Halo. So that keeps them in the news beat. And then Microsoft can decide to be like, hey, in February when you're dropping Horizon, you know what? Let's do a little thing and we'll show you some stuff. Because they're doing a fan fest this weekend as well.
Mm. I haven't played Hellblade. So Hellblade I love the studio on Ninja Theory. I own it. I bought it full price. That's one of the games I'm going to play soon. That will be the first game I play on Xbox.
And I would say to you right now,
tell you right
headphones,
now.
Headphones.
Yeah, play
that's
with
why, them. That's why
make
I haven't
sure they're
played
good ones.
Because I'm not going to stream. I was thinking like, oh, do I do that? But I don't want people. I don't want to talk or look at people when I play that game. But I like that a lot. I
hope that game's an experience.
That studio is just way too talented. Well,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, they showed it at the premiere. So 3 years ago at the Game Awards is when they showed it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Am I wrong? So
a while ago.
Two years ago. So it's almost perfect to show us some, like, you know, you'll think it's cinematic and it's not, and it's gameplay. Like, cause that game is going to look so beautiful and it's the perfect game to pull that off. It's almost like that Uncharted moment when we all thought when Nathan Drake was lying in the thing, they can do something that with Senua and how they can do something like that. And then Redfall is going to be whatever it is. People are going to pan it. They're going to do whatever they want. Yep. Pie in the Sky would be like, give us some Indiana Jones, give us something. Or this, it's rumored that BioShock 4 is coming out. It's either going to be an exclusive PlayStation game. Some people say it's exclusive PlayStation. Some people say it's exclusive Xbox. I hope it's on both consoles, but if we get BioShock 4 at the Game Awards, I'm going to lose my freaking mind.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was mine because I know it just came out from a Knockback. They did an interview with the studio doing
it. It's coming out.
And it's rumored to be in the Antarctic timeline coincides with the OG BioShock.
Yeah, so it's going to be Cohen every, like, it's going to be, because of it, because of that news when it dropped, I went and replayed BioShock 1 and finished it in a day and a half. I love that game.
I could talk for days, but like that, the fact that it's going to not be, Irrational / Ghost Story, whatever. I hate the new name, but I love the studio. But they're being given like creative freedom, but I feel like they're being trusted enough to do the right thing. And for them to do that with a franchise that's so special to people, like that's such a vote of confidence that makes me so excited to see what's going on with this title. I think they're going to do a great job, even though I know literally nothing about it, aside from what was in that one podcast. But yeah,
my question to everybody here is, do you think we're going to get the hype level? Like right now we're talking about it. I'm not that hyped for it. Like I personally, this may sound terrible, I couldn't care less who wins any of the awards. Like I don't watch the Game Awards and I just wait for the trailers.
I like watching it.
Okay.
I dig it. You know why? I like watching it because it is a celebration of the video games, but an industry that I really like and enjoy being some small teeny tiny part of to some degree, I guess. Like I wouldn't consider myself an insider or like really part of it, but I guess I do some things and I do have contacts and, you know, so I guess there's a little something there, but I just love kind of kicking back, seeing like what are people loving. Like it's a positive thing. It's not Twitter. It's not looking at the nonsense that you see on Twitter every day. It's a positive, like these are what we as an industry think were the best games in these categories. And sometimes there's something there that you may not have seen or maybe kind of flew under the radar for you because it was made by a small independent company. I've definitely experienced a few games because of that. It's fun, but it is exciting because it's almost like an E3 sort of feel to it, right? There's going to be some sort of announcements. There may not be like mega bombshells, but there have been, like when they did the Xbox reveal, like I think I was doing the podcast with my guys there, the Canadian Geekcast, and we were live streaming it. And someone from Microsoft, there was an Xbox, we're on Mixer then, and so someone from Mixer actually came into our channel, was there, like, popped in right before the reveal happened. And then right after, like, everything kind of, we died down, like, we settled down, they left. They didn't say a word, because you can tell because of the color of the person that, when they come in, right, on Mixer, or used to be able to on Mixer. So they were watching very intently to see what people's reaction was like, and that was fun, man. Like that was a lot of fun. So I just want to
go back and if they could go back and do it again, do you think they would make it so it looked like it was coming out of the ice instead of like the molten lava? Because everybody thought it was a fridge. It would have been hilarious. They made it look like it was cold. I'm just memeing it up here, you know.
Yeah, I mean they took like this silly thing though, and they turned it into something so positive, which is really cool.
They took it from a thing that I was making fun of like crazy with Pez and been like, I don't know how this is going to happen, to the console of my choice. They've got me back so hard. It's not even funny. Like I've got an Xbox Series S, I've got an X, and my PlayStation. If I turn it on, I don't know what's going to happen to it.
I have two X's now. I managed to get my hands on the Halo one because I had to have it. And I keep it downstairs where people can see it. I was going to keep it up here where I can look at it all day. But
how pretty is it?
It's really nice.
You got to flex with it, dude. You buy that nice one, you got to show it off.
But yeah, that's why it's downstairs in the living room, right?
I got the Elite Halo controller. And
that controller is sweet.
It is so nice. And I've already mapped the record and the screenshot to the back of the paddles. And my daughter uses it. And a friend of mine was like, you're letting your daughter use it? I'm like, you know what? It's smaller. It's easier for her to use. She ain't that strong. I'm not worried about her breaking it. Like, it's just, don't worry about it. She loves it. I know she doesn't like about it, though. She hates the paddles. So I have a mode that I can turn the paddles off. So when she plays Forza, it can go down to mode 3 on it, and the paddles don't do anything. So then she can touch the paddles. Sorry?
They're not removable on that one?
They are removable, but I just have a mode where I can turn them off. I have a mode just for when I play Halo or any game that I want to do screenshots. So that's mode 1. Then I got mode 2, which is my online multiplayer mode, so I can do my reloads and everything from the paddles. And then I have mode 3 is for her, for whenever she's playing games, paddles just don't do anything. Instead of me taking them off and possibly losing them, I just turn them off.
Sure.
That's what I love about that damn controller. It's just so sweet.
I know. I want that controller so bad.
But to be totally honest, I would have just bought the regular Elite 2. Like, they're the same thing. Doesn't have the shine, though.
You gotta get the really cool one.
I did. I got the cool one. I did.
So we just hit 1 hour, so we're gonna wrap. Thank you, everybody. There we go. But thank you for everyone for joining us. Appreciate it. 3 Dads and a Console. If you enjoyed, make sure to subscribe to us. You can check us out on YouTube. You can actually watch us. And the Santa hats that most of us have?
Half of us.
50%. Half of us? You just don't know who has it and who doesn't.
Hey,
make sure you subscribe to us.
Pez knew I was going to do it. There's no way.
I'll have mine for next time. We want to thank Josh from Xbox Canada. Oh, God, I'm Canada. I'm sorry.
Hey, Xbox Canada.
Keep going. You've just joined the elusive club of coming on for a second time.
I know. On 3 Dads and a Console. And I screwed up.
Is anybody come on 3 times yet?
I mean, I did.
Well, no, you don't count.
Can you believe that?
I don't know. I don't think anybody's come on 3 times. Matt's come on twice. Josh has come on twice. Babbitt has come on twice. Yep. Kyle's come on twice.
We have no one's
been the first to hit 3.
Yeah, you'll 100% be the first to hit 3.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Where can folks find you when you're not hanging out with us?
You can find me mostly on Twitter at Xbox Canada. Sometimes I write stuff poorly for my site, pixelserial.com. And also, I am a member of a podcast called Canadian Geekcast. You can find us on all major streaming or audio platforms and follow them at Canadian Geek CST on Twitter.
Excellent. Thank you again, everybody, for joining us. And we will see you in the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Merry Christmas.